Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're here at Canalside in the Players' Lounge with manager Lee Grant. Lee, a really tough end to the Bolton game that we dealt with post-game publicly, but how's it been behind closed doors here since that result?
Yeah, well, as you said, Raj, about as tough as you can get in terms of a kick in the teeth at the end of a game that you really want to win. And we can see the guys are working hard and want to win the game as much as everybody in the stadium does. But clearly we don't go about it in a way that gets us to where we want to be. And yeah, look, it's not easy after a result like that because anger, incredibly high, frustration, disappointment, incredibly high. But it's also important that you don't, and we as a group never try to look past or sweep any of that away and, you know, brush it off and move on quickly because there's lessons to be learned in there. And as painful and as angry and frustrated as we all were, we got to still take those lessons. So Friday morning in here, early, make sure that we have those difficult conversations. And I think that puts us in a much better position then to attack this week properly leading into another difficult fixture. But yeah, as I say, making sure that there's a real clarity that comes from such a frustrating result is and has been of the highest importance for all of us, players, staff, myself. It's just a must.
One of the things I think was really interesting to hear you talk about post-game was, regardless of how that added time went, and we all know how it went, you weren't particularly pleased or in the best mood, regardless with how the second half had gone. Would you just let us into where that was coming from? Because even though we were ahead on the scoreline and protected the lead until added time, the way that we went about the second half wasn't something you were happy with, I don't think.
Yeah. As important, really, Raj, for me, then, look, we concede two bad goals. Let's not try and hide away from that. Mm. We concede two bad goals, and there definitely has to be a point for all of us. You know, we've got enough senior players on the pitch at the time, in my belief, that we'll know that at 1-1 you have to take your medicine and you draw a game that you should never draw and be frustrated about that and be frustrated about taking a point. So to not get that and we lose the extra goal heightens everybody's anger and frustration, of course. But as important as, you know, understanding why and how we've conceded two goals that we don't want to concede really is addressing the mentality around the second half. And the biggest lesson the group can take from that, for me, is seeing a game out and playing a game to win the game rather than perhaps hoping to win the game is and has to be the biggest lesson for us. Because for me now, we've shown over the course of the 12 league games, we've shown some really high moments and some exceptional bits of football and periods in games. What we're looking for now and what we have to demand from each other, for me, is a more complete and more well-rounded performance for the duration. So I think everybody comes away from the first half at Bolton saying, oh, I've really enjoyed the way they've started the game and good intensity about that and generated corners and moments and scored a good goal. And of course, you know, you're playing against another good team, right? So you know that they're going to have some periods as well. But I think everybody can see and feel like good response, like the way the team have come out. That's really pleasing. And then we come away from all of the things that we speak about at half-time and actually when the lads reflect themselves on Friday morning, come away from the things where we've had success for the most part this season. So where we felt like we've been at our best this season, we probably veered down a different path in the second half. So therein lies a lesson for the group. The more we can stick to being us, the more closer we can play to our own principles. And the more personality and belief we can have in those principles and the way we are, the better the results will be. The further we drift from that, I think that gives us a performance like we see in the second half. So difficult to watch, difficult to for the guys to they struggled to pull themselves out of that momentum. And that's a real shame, because what we've had over the course of the 11 games prior is really good impact from people coming off the bench, and we were unable to wrestle the momentum back. So that was tough. That was tough. That was tough for the group to swallow, tough for me to watch, tough for all of us to talk about and address, but important that we do it. And we have to, as I say now, demand from each other a more complete, more well-rounded performance over the duration of games. And I believe when we get to that, which I believe we will this weekend, we're in a much better position.
You mentioned anger and frustration as well, and that was clearly reflected in the supporters and how they felt about the result, given how much they care. I'm sure you can completely understand where they're coming from as well.
100%. I think I said after the game, like, the emotion that you feel in the stadium and the emotion that we hear from our supporters is the same emotion that's driving my conversation with the players after the game in the changing room. It's the same emotion that the players are still sitting and feeling on Friday morning when they're in here in the meeting room. It's the same. So we're fueled by that emotion the same way the supporters are. The supporters only have the one avenue to, you know, vent that frustration. So we have to acknowledge that. You have to, because we're all in this together. So the moments where they're singing the players' names and they're behind the boys, and the way they have been so consistently for us over the course of the season, they're with us then, and they're sharing the same emotion with us then, right? So when we're frustrated, when we're angry, when they're angry and frustrated, it's the same, we're sharing it. So there's no from us, there's no like, oh no, we want to hide from that,
yeah,
or no, that's not right. No, we are right there with them on that.
Somebody that we haven't had the opportunity to speak about as much this season, because they picked up an injury early on after joining, is Marcus McGuinn, and even in the press we haven't had the opportunity to be asked about it or anything. Could you just, people are obviously wondering how he is and when we're going to get to see him and things like that again. Just, would you be able to let us know how Marcus is progressing in his injury?
Yeah, so he is progressing now. I think it would have been an incredibly frustrating phase and period of time for Marcus. Definitely for me, having brought Marcus in with obviously high hopes and, you know, expectation, the same as you have for every player that comes in the door. Marcus's groin injury and groin problems that he's had have been really complicated, actually, and difficult to firstly diagnose, secondly to manage in the initial phase. The pain and difficulty he's been having, the restrictions he's been having, is, as I say, in an area of his body that is, you know, difficult with insertion points and attachments and lots of different things going on in that area. And I've seen plenty of players, and I'm sure anyone in the industry will have experienced and seen these sorts of things before. Important that we get Marcus to a stage where he's pain-free, which he hasn't been. So we've consulted various specialists, and in some ways it's more simple when you have an injury that you can go, here's an injection, see you in 4 weeks, or here's an operation, this is a very clear 6 week lead time for this sort of injury, see you in 6 to 8 weeks. We've not been so fortunate with Marcus on that. Lots of different types of therapy and attacked it in various different ways, and as I say, having sought, you know, specialist advice from abroad and across various different places, we're now in a place where we have a handle on it. Marcus is in a much better place. We are now in a position where Marcus is back on the grass and pushing, and hopefully we are now much closer to seeing Marcus back within, you know, the next month or so. So for me, if we can get to a stage where, because Marcus is now on the grass with boots on and we're seeing him in the latter stage of his rehab, which is a big relief for Marcus first and foremost. Of course for us, because we're in a phase where we need everybody, right? So that's really positive. But we have to keep pushing, he has to keep pushing, and we hope that we can get him to a stage very quickly where he's available for us.
That sounds both unfortunate but positive.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing I wanted to touch on within that is, how's he doing as a bloke? Because he's new at the club, he's coming with his own expectations and high hopes as well as we have. And it's been curtailed really early on.
Yeah.
Is he being okay? Is he obviously feeling better and more positive in himself now?
Now, yes. Now, yes. Now he's getting closer and he can see the light at the end of the tunnel, yes. I think if you speak to Marcus 5 or 6 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, less so. And you can understand that because he's come in. What you miss out on straight away is being able to connect with the group, being able to show the group your personality, being able to give the fans a taste of who you are and what you are as a player. He's missed out on all of that. So it's really hard for him, I have to say. It's been really difficult for him. But the only way to get around that has been to do what he's done, which is to continue to work, keep his head down. And you can see in his personality now, and you can see in his demeanour around the training ground that he's feeling better about it. And that's because he's not carrying pain and he's not unable to kick a ball over a short distance, which he where he was at before he was off the grass. So look, we want to keep that moving in the right direction, and we hope that within a matter of a few weeks we can see him back and available.
Just the last thing we wanted to touch on is this weekend coming up against Wycombe Wanderers. They obviously had a fantastic season last year. They've had their own troubles at the start of this season and picking up again now. Just give us some insight into what you expect from the competition.
Yeah, so traditionally anyone that's been in around this division knows that to go to Wycombe is a tough game. Hard place to go and play. Their results this year have been mixed. I think they've, in the league, it's lost 2, drawn 2, 1-2. You're right in that results have picked up over the last few weeks. New manager comes in. It's a team that's working really hard for the new manager, that's for sure. The manager's going to demand that from them. So, and look, they've been on an extensive recruitment drive this year. They've worked hard to get good players in the door. They've succeeded in getting good players. So their expectation level will be high, no doubt. We know that we also have high expectations of ourselves. We want to go down there and make it a difficult afternoon for them. We feel like we have a really good opportunity to go and do that. So that's the goal for us. As I said, we know that good opposition with good players, so we have to be ready for that challenge.
Lee, best of luck, and we'll be back shortly with Mikel Miller. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're at Canalside, and we're joined by Mikel Miller. Mikel, your first time on the show this season. You've been missing for a little bit of time.
No, man.
Just tell us about the comeback and obviously missing a few weeks, because I know it was something that you didn't want to happen at the start of the season.
Well, we can't choose what happens, innit? So it's a bit unfortunate, but it's been frustrating for me, but at the same time, just got to turn the negative into a positive. So I've just been working hard to get back fit, and yeah, back now. So
I remember when it was happening, because I was stood pitch side at Reading and I saw you make that massive run, and it was like, oh, amazing, 90 odd minute, look at how hard Mikel's working. Then you pulled up and I was like, oh no. How did you feel in that moment? Because you must have known that's not good.
In my head I was just thinking, well, looking back, I was saying, like, last minute I didn't have to go and try and run someone, did I? But a bit of a too honest movement, but we learn, and yeah.
It was the second game of the season as well, which I don't think I'd fully got my head around at the point, because the season had only just started. It felt like you'd been involved a bit longer than that because of pre-season and everything, and then we've had so many games since. It's been a real stop-start entry into the year for you.
Oh, literally. And it's so frustrating. Like you said, we've done pre-season and everything. So you do all that work, start the season, start so well, and then you get hit with an injury, which is frustrating. That's like the hard side of football that people don't see, but you have to shrug it off quickly because time don't stop and you have to get back quick enough to help the team. So yeah.
What's it been like behind the scenes here? Because I know you've been working really hard with the physios and the medical team and physical performance, make sure your body's right to get back as soon as you could have done.
Yeah, it's been good here, man. The spirit's high, even though it's like been up and down. Spirit's always high here. Everyone's in positive mindset. Just concentrating on lifting each other every day, bettering each other, getting back fit, the injured ones, and yeah, concentrating on to their next games, not dwelling too much.
I know the results haven't been what we've wanted them to be at the minute, in fairness, but to be back involved, to be back in, with the group, that must be a real weight off your shoulders.
Oh, definitely. So it's like, there's another thing, obviously, getting back fit, getting back with the team, but then obviously in your head, you're always just thinking you want to stay here now, you want to be with the team. You don't want to have another episode of any injuries or something like that. So you work overtime, kind of, just making sure you're doing things right, making sure you're applying everything that you've been doing when you was injured, etc.
I know you're one of the leadership group this year as well, and I know that's something that meant a lot to you to be voted into and be part of. Was that something that played on your mind as well, is that you wanted to be there to help lead the boys and shoulder some of that burden as well? Because even when you're winning or losing, you want to be able to contribute in any way you can.
Yeah, definitely. It's like a new role for me of like being in a leadership group, literally, so I could dwell on it and get down in the dumps and my negative energy rub off on the boys, or I could literally push that aside, work hard with that, but then also show the boys that, listen, it's not the be all and end all, you're going to be back. And then they spread that positive side of that I give off to the boys, so that can help them on the pitch as well. So.
Is that something you've been doing with the lads that are missing at the moment then, just trying to make sure that their spirits are high and their minds in the right place as well?
Yeah, I think that's my biggest thing. So like, no matter what goes on with us, like we get an injury, which is, it's big for us, but there's always something worse going on in the world. There's some real serious problems going on, so we're still living a dream, so can't let our minds trick us into thinking our lives are bad just because of an injury or even a result. So
I know the Bolton game, the way it ended was the worst possible thing that we could have had at the time. Just talk us through the mood after the game and how you guys have tried to, you know, process that, pick each other up and make sure we're in the right place going into this weekend.
Oh, it was a real low blow, that one. Like for me, coming onto the pitch, like feeling welcome back from the fans, everyone around, teammates, etc. And then obviously the game turning like that, which is, it's, you can't even describe it. Like the boys were down, like it was like we've all got sucker punched, and we defo knew we should have at minimum come out of that game with something. So yeah, it was a hard one, but at the end of the day, what the gaffer tries to keep with us is that we can't dwell. We literally, listen, we learn from it and we have to move because games come thick and fast.
So what's the feeling going into this weekend against Wickham? In the mood back up and the boys being positive and obviously want to go out there and get 3 points at the end of the day?
Yeah, I don't doubt the group, literally. Like once we have a bad result or whatnot, it's not like we come in and it's like, training's off or anything like that. Literally everyone is like, they snap back in and the training's still high quality, everything. I just think it's just riding away with us at the moment and it will click. Just got to literally just stick together. So, yeah.
How are you feeling about, you know, the potential to be back involved from the start now you've proved your fitness and you know, test for positions? Because it's been the gaffer's not been shy about rotating and trying different people. It must be a bit of competition between the boys.
Oh yeah, it's always competition with the boys. Healthy competition though, man. Yeah. Keeps everyone on their toes. It's nice to see, obviously from my position, I see like Ruben, Sean, Cam, Leo, all doing well in that position. So yeah, it'll be good to try and add to that if I have to just wait patiently. If I have to wait, then yeah, wait for my turn.
Mikhail, it's so good to have you back and best of luck for the weekend. Man.